Killington is once again hosting World Cup ski racing this weekend. Resort officials and locals are eager to bring the high-profile international competition back after having to cancel last year because of the pandemic. But with COVID numbers high in Vermont, VPR's Nina Keck reports the race for World Cup athletes and fans will be different.
For 4 years, Thanksgiving weekend at Killington sounded like this. Thousands of roaring fans watching the best women ski racers in the world rocket down a wall of ice and blister through slalom and giant slalom courses. The fact that Olympic champion and Burke Ski Academy alum Michaela Schifrin kept winning just added to the euphoria. Last year, however, there were no cheering fans. The International Ski Federation canceled World Cup races in North America because of the pandemic. This year, Killington is back on the international schedule, and women's head coach Paul Krestovic says Team USA is thrilled.
Well, honestly, it's probably our favorite stop for the technical team all year, to be able to race at home in front of home fans and, you know, huge crowds. It's the biggest crowds we get in World Cup, so it's super exciting for our racers to go back.
The World Cup is alpine skiing's premier international competition circuit. Unlike the Olympics, which are held every 4 years, World Cup races are held every year from October through March. Athletes are awarded points based on their finish at each race, and those points are added up over the entire season. This year's races will be even more important because they'll count toward qualifying for February's Winter Olympics in Beijing. Killington Ski Resort President Mike Salomano says because of that, a record number of skiers from 20 different teams will be competing at Killington, something he admits is both exciting and daunting.
Of course, the FIS, which is the governing body, wants to make sure that they're all safe and that they're not catching COVID. So we have a lot of protocols to make sure each of the teams are effectively in a bubble.
So at the Killington Grand Hotel, for instance, where most of the racers will be housed, they'll have to ensure Germany's team doesn't interact with Switzerland's, that Canadian racers don't eat breakfast with the Slovenians, and that everyone can keep their distance.
And if you think about how complicated that is, that's very hard. So, for instance, Friday night, we've historically done a bib draw. We usually have a band, and we do the top racers go up on stage, and we make a fun event.
Bib draws are a big deal for ski racers because the number on your bib determines which order you race in. Fans and the press have loved being part of it in past years, but Salomano says this year it's one of several traditions they'll skip.
Because we're not allowed to have any of the athletes interact with people, so hard to have a bib draw without any athletes.
Athletes will also not be signing autographs or mixing and mingling with fans like they have in the past. Fans, too, will have to follow new protocols. To get in, you'll need proof of vaccination status or a negative COVID test within 72 hours. The races will be outdoors, so masks will be optional. But Salomano says you'll need one if you go inside or ride a parking lot shuttle bus. While the races have attracted upward of 15,000 people a day in the past, resort officials want half as many this year. To help with that, tickets have to be purchased in advance, and some have already sold out. General admission tickets that used to be free cost $5 this year. Fewer seats in the pricier grandstands are being sold, and people will be spread out more. Down the mountain at Taco X, a restaurant that's within sight of the slopes, co-owner Adam Lindberg was getting ready to open. The pandemic is still on everyone's mind, he says, but he's tired of it. He says he's had to spend thousands of dollars because of COVID, adding barriers, developing new protocols, and limiting seating. After all the uncertainty of the past 20 months, he says the economic boost from the World Cup will be welcome.
It most certainly is a very busy week up here. It's good for business. It's good for Rutland. It's good for the greater Rutland area.
Lindbergh's right. According to state data from previous years, the World Cup generates an estimated $6 million in spending in Vermont. Ben Colonna hopes some of that comes his way. He owns Base Camp, a ski and bike store in Killington, and he thinks the World Cup will help jumpstart the whole season.
Yeah, I mean, people are pent up to do things. I mean, everybody wants to get out and have some fun and, you know, see their friends and all that good stuff. But then you can do it in an outside environment, which makes it a little bit better. And then, you know, people love this particular event in general. And I think they're really excited to get back and cheering on the females out there.
Killington Town Manager Chet Hagenbarth says that while Vermont's COVID cases have been rising, he hasn't heard any pushback from locals worried about hosting big crowds this weekend.
You know, obviously everybody's still concerned in general, but given how the resort handled last season and we were open for business and many people wanted to do outdoor type events, which is what this is a real positive for the community, and I think everybody's excited to have it back.
Resort officials got good news last week when the International Ski Federation approved snow conditions. The weather has been warmer than usual, so snowmaking has been a challenge. But now, after a year's hiatus, Saturday's and Sunday's races are a go. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Killington.